And we're back on the KYMN Morning Show. Joining us now in our studios, we have another special guest. It's Cece Lindstroth with Age-Friendly Northfield. Good morning, Cece. How you doing?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm doing great on this beautiful morning in downtown Northfield.
All right.
Which leads me into...
right into it.
Yes. Well, this is the last report for... the street dance, because the street dance is coming up on July 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, we've been talking about this for a year and a half.
Yeah, we have been. It has been a while.
So I think people have heard about it, but we are all set in putting a big push on publicity. In fact, on the morning of Monday, July 1st, at 8:30 on Bridge Square, Pam Thompson is coming to take a group photo of all the community groups helping to put this together. And I want to give a shout out to a lot of these people and organizations so that your listeners know what a truly reflective activity this is that shows the collaboration and congeniality of downtown Northfield and all of the residents. So we've got city staff, Lynette Peterson, Charlie Fredericks, Dennis Clark, Claudia Garcia, Galen Malika, Brad Ness, Barb Budd, and Cindy Keogh from the Defeat of Jesse James Day Committee. They've been like an amazing group of helpers. Teresa Jensen from the Riverwalk Market Square and Third Thursday and Friends of Downtown. We've got PEO and Bethel Lutheran that are helping with a couple of our activities. All around townie bus transportation, fermentation friends, individuals, and of course the Age-Friendly Northfield Board. So if you are downtown on the morning of the 1st, you may be asked to join us in what we hope is a historic photo.
So in other words,
this is the whole
community. I can't
figure out why Jeff is laughing, everyone. I'm not sure on this.
You just checked off like 20,000 of the 20,004 citizens we have.
Well, they better get their dancing shoes ready. And Rich just assured me that we would have good weather. So, but when you come to the street dance, I want to mention that you may bring your own food and beverages to enjoy between your dances. However, if you are interested in an alcoholic beverage, that will be available from Friends of Fermentation. The alcoholic beverages, though, must stay within the barricades at 4th and 5th Street. Mm-hmm. And please make sure that you remember the simple line dance instructions that will be at 4:30. That will be lots of fun. Plus, you get a chance to practice those dances that evening. So you are guaranteed to fit right in for the rest of the evening.
You know, I went to a wedding over the weekend, there was, at the reception, there was dancing involved. I got dragged out onto the dance floor and thought, I can still move. Yeah, I can't move anymore.
Well, then you need to show up for the line dance instruction this week.
I might have to.
Well, I'm going to tell you, my children have asked me not to dance mm-hmm. in public because they say I resemble a salt shaker. I'm glad that this is radio and not television, that you could see my imitation of myself. But do come, because they're putting a lot of work into that line dance instruction component. And then I want to mention that all around townie transportation is developing a loop to connect with all of our assisted living residences to provide coming and going opportunities throughout the dance. We will be delivering sign-ups to those residences. So people in our assisted living residences, look for those sign-up sheets, because we want you very much in attendance. And then something off the dance, unless you've got have something.
I have no more dance anecdotes to pass along.
I know. I have to tell Northfielders that this is the farewell to all of the dance talk. But there was something that was just great that I had a chance to witness a couple of weeks ago, and I'd like to give a shout out to all of the fine work being done by all of the volunteers serving on the park board. You know, Northfield has a huge network of boards and commissions. But I was at the June meeting of the park board to give an informal presentation to them about Age-Friendly Northfield. However, I stayed for the entire hour and a half board meeting. The entire board was engaged in several very interesting discussions. So I want to thank you to all of the park board members. You are a hardworking group of committed, knowledgeable volunteers who obviously had done a lot of work prior to the meeting's discussions. So next month, during this little radio spot, Jeff, we are going to be discussing what's coming post-street dance, because AFN has a lot of things to put on potential burners.
From age-friendly Northfield, we're talking with CeCe Lindstroth. Once again, we're talking about the street dance, which is coming up on July the 13th, and it's right downtown. You can't miss it, can't possibly miss it.
I know.
And there will be dancing, yes.
Yes. Whatever your dancing skills.
Probably yeah. People other than me.
Well, we've got picnic tables, and the red chairs are there, and also the curbs are going to be available for you. But we are very, very excited about this, just because of the fact that it is totally free. It is open to the community and all other people within our vicinity who would like to just come and see downtown Northfield. The shops will still be open because we are starting at 4:30. And the city is blocking off the street earlier in the day. It's just coming together so well. So please put it on your calendars.
All right. Now, did you say a band, or is it going to be a...
No, it is two bands.
Two bands.
So at 4:30 with the line dancing, we've got La Rebeldas, and they will be doing salsa and mariachi music. 6:15, there'll be a break as they take down all their stuff and move aside for Jivin' Ivan and the Kings of Swing.
All right.
And so they will be playing until 8:30-ish.
Mm-hmm. So, well, it sounds like a wonderful time.
Thank you, Jeff.
Have a great evening, a memorable one.
Well, that's what we're counting on. We want to offer this to Northfield.
As long as you kids don't start any trouble.
Yeah. You should see my bouncer crew. People should just come down to see who the bouncers are.
Sounds like a fun time.
I think it will be.
Anything else with age-friendly you'd like
nope,
to mention?
That is it.
Okay.
So thank you, Jeff, again, for your generous gift of time for us.
Well, thanks for coming down to KYMN Studios. Thanks for your patience as we talk to folks from Stanton, which sounds like a fun event as
well. Oh, yeah.
You
very cool.
There.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks,
Jeff. CeCe. See